Do you need to fix your appearance and make more money before you can be happy? Or are those lies that mind chatter has been telling you for way too long? Today, I will give you a wellness tool which can help you to see how good your life already is. From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. You have attempted to work through a variety of programs to improve your life. Diet programs, exercise programs, you name it. You may have ended up feeling worse than before you started because the plans were too time-consuming, too difficult, or too expensive. My podcast is different because no major lifestyle changes are needed. My budget-friendly suggestions, presented as baby steps, can easily fit into your current schedule. In my experience, making small, gentle changes over time is the way to sustainable self-improvement. I am actually reluctant to use the term self-improvement, because that can lock you into a harmful loop of thinking that you always need to improve yourself. I hope that with my guidance, you discover how incredibly awesome you already are. Yes, it is fun to grow and learn and to experience new things, but my hope with this podcast is that you gain freedom from the voices inside your head that try to convince you that you need to fix your fill in the blank. You need to fix your appearance. You need to fix your career. You need to fix your relationship. You need to fix all these things before you can be happy. I offer wellness tools to help you create an authentic relationship with yourself in which you feel loved and supported. When this happens, you will no longer need to manipulate yourself to stop overeating, stop overspending, stop drowning in a media swampland, because when you truly feel positive about yourself, you will no longer need some temporary fix to escape from how you're feeling. I have always been good with money, and I have yet to get hooked on anything on a screen, but I have struggled with making good food choices. I have spent many hours of my life trying to manipulate myself into eating what I thought I should eat. And sometimes I was successful. A lot of times I crashed and burned. Now I'm so thankful that my eating is coming more naturally. I have recovered to a large degree. I've recovered emotionally from doing inner work. That's what my wellness tools are all about. All the inner work that I've done over the years, the techniques and hacks that I've learned from inviting healing into my own spirit, that's what I present here as wellness tools. One of the things that has helped me to become a more natural eater is finding balance in my life. Because now food is not the only pleasure. I'm not a workaholic and I work, and the only pleasure I allow myself is to eat. Well, yes, I'm probably going to overeat because I need to stretch out that pleasure. With my support, I hope that you realize that you are good enough right now. And yes, you're going to have a blast creating fun experiences and enjoying people and places, but your satisfaction can come from your deep inner stillness. I am absolutely honored to be your guide, and I hope that using my wellness tools can help you to stop taking every little decision so seriously. I hope that you remember that it's okay to laugh, and when circumstances are upbeat and you're enjoying yourself, you simply enjoy yourself and have fun in the moment. And you don't worry about when that happiness is going to end. When your life circumstances do not meet your preferences, you can use your wellness tools to connect with your inner peace and know that this too shall pass. Another issue that a lot of us struggle with is busyness. You are busy, 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 busy all the time, every day. You are exhausted, but you don't know another way to live. I'm going to give you a wellness tool right now that can help you gain clarity about what to do within all that busyness. Instead of running in meaningless circles, you will engage in activities that fulfill you. You will stop rushing through each task and feeling empty at the end of the day because you failed to complete your unreasonable to-do list. Okay, today's wellness tool, you ready for it? Focus on the task at hand. Instead of taking the present moment for granted, be curious about how the experience feels in your body. When you are washing your hands, bring your mind back to your body. Your hands are under the stream of water. They are sudsing up with soap. The water is a little too hot or a little too cold. How does it feel on your skin? Do you enjoy washing your hands? Personally, I love water. I love drinking water. I love playing in water. So sometimes I will take an extra few seconds washing my hands just because I like the feel of water. Brushing your hair. How does the brush feel in your hand? How do the bristles feel against your scalp? When you are carrying your plate of food to the table, what does that feel like in your body? To have that weight of your plate in your hands and you're anticipating the meal, how does that, where do you feel that in your body? Do you feel that in your belly? Do you feel that in your throat? Also, pushing the button in an elevator, how does that feel? When you were a kid, did you like pushing buttons? I am blessed to live on the waterfront. There's this father with his probably 3-year-old son, and every day about the same time they walk along the waterfront here, and there are on my property chaise lounges where we can lounge and watch the sunset or the sunrise. And the little boy loves pushing the back of the chaise lounges so that it folds over, as if you're going to fold it and put it away for the day. He runs along and folds up all of the chaise lounges. When you are in an elevator with a little kid and they're so anxious to push the button, or they're at the stoplight on the sidewalk and mom or dad lets them push the walk signal so they can cross the street, for you, what does that feel like when you're in an elevator and you push the button? What does that feel like against your finger that actually physically touches the button? And then what does it feel like being in the elevator? Do you feel excitement in your chest because you are going to a meeting and you're stoked about making an excellent presentation? When you feel these feelings in your body, it helps you to stay present in the moment. And this can actually fill up your emotional tank throughout the day by being present with each task. Instead of waiting to cross some imaginary finish line before allowing yourself to be happy, you can practice rejoicing in your daily journey. As you become more mindful of each task, you will recognize that it's the quality of each activity, not necessarily the quantity, that contributes to your well-being. When you are sitting at your desk, how does the chair feel against your butt? How does the chair feel against your back? When you're working on your computer, how does that feel on your eyes and your fingers on the keyboard? How does that feel in your neck? The first step in healing is to notice what's going on right now. Not to change anything, just to feel how it feels to be you in this moment. I hope that you feel blessed. If you don't, hang in there. Keep doing the inner work, and the positive feelings will follow. Today, no major overhaul is required. Yahoo! You just have to do your inner work by taking baby steps and practicing self-loving behavior. Instead of manipulating yourself to act in certain ways, healthy choices will start to come more naturally without you having to try so hard. When you're happy with yourself, what's going on in the world outside of you won't have nearly as much power to rile up your mind chatter. When you do get riled up, a quick way to quiet your mind is to return to your body. Pay attention to the physical sensations that are happening in your body in the present moment. The more often you are in the present moment, the more you will see that your life is already good and you have the power to make it even better. My next online retreat is this weekend. Woohoo! I cannot wait. Don't miss out. Sign up now at wellnesswithlucky.com. Are you running on empty? Do you need an infusion of joy and excitement? If you could use a boost right now, my online spiritual retreat can rejuvenate you. I love in-person retreats, but I don't love the travel hassles and the expense. That's why I created my online retreat, which you can do from your sofa. It's easy, affordable, and it can breathe new life into your spirit. Nothing is pre-recorded. It's all live with me in a small group online setting. There's a link in the show notes to sign up and videos with information on wellnesswithlucky.com. Reserve your spot now at wellnesswithlucky.com.